Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the podcast for all of the news, notes, and breakdowns for your Ohio State Buckeyes. This is Sons of the Shoe with Nick Wilson and Spencer German.
Sons of the Shoe rides again. Nick Wilson, Spencer German, welcome into the show. As always, we are a relatively new podcast. Please make sure to follow along with the show. Apple, Spotify, 92thefan.com. The free Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast. Have I mentioned Apple? You can also follow along the show on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. And, of course, please make sure to subscribe there. And also, please make sure to comment. We did have one of our comments last week accused the show of clickbaiting with a headline.
Saw that.
That was... Is Caleb Downs still a Buckeye or something akin to that? And so, Spencer, you failed the people. They were pissed at you. At least one guy. And then there's another guy.
That one guy represents all the people?
I mean, I think, you know, it could be all the people on YouTube. And then the best part is there was one guy who on every single post made the same rant, which was about Cleveland media or the media in general being racist. And I don't really know when he started posting that, but he definitely, in the last six videos I looked at, it was like the first comment. And now, in fairness, it was hidden because he says a lot of bad words in it. But I was like, it's one thing to accuse people of racism in a YouTube comment. It's a whole nother thing to be going from video to video and just copying and pasting. That is a level, I will say, like, I disagree. I don't find that to be true, but I appreciate the commitment to the bit at the very least.
So this goes back not even just to last week's videos. Like, this goes back multiple weeks.
I think this goes to at least six videos. Wow. I'm pretty sure that it was at least six straight videos I clicked. I didn't even go back in any further because I was like, six videos, copy and paste. See, I mean, this is at least a 10-minute project.
I know at the end of last week's show, last Friday's show, went off the rails a little bit. There were some comments made about Django Unchained and whatever.
No, we're not going to validate what is clearly somebody.
No.
I'm not trying to validate it.
I'm just saying I could understand if his comment came after that video. Like, he was like, oh, look at you talking about this. But the fact that it goes back multiple videos.
Referencing a movie, which in fairness, there's some problematic things in that movie. That's kind of the point of the movie. That does not.
No, you're being too kind. I'm not trying to validate anything. I don't even know what the comment was because I didn't go read that comment. I saw the comment about being clickbait, but I didn't see those comments. I'm just saying there were like the I guess like the point of reference for him to get to a point where he maybe said that on one video, I guess I could have been like, okay, whatever. We brought up a movie that has racial undertones, so I guess I get where you're coming from. If you want to throw it out there to whatever, just be controversial. But for him to go back like multiple weeks worth of videos, I don't really see where you're coming from. So,
as somebody who has watched Django Unchained a lot, I think that
great movie
goes past racial undertones. I don't know if there's such thing as overtones or just tones.
That's fair.
But it's definitely, there's no under there. It's right there on the surface. Like, you know, it's right there.
It's the theme of the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say it's pretty pervasive from the very first shot of the movie to the very end of the movie. But again, you know what? To each their own. But how you doing, bud?
Pretty good. Wish it was still Monday's weather, obviously, here in Northeast Ohio. In classic spring football fashion, in Ohio especially, we just can't get any consistency with the weather. Well, one day it's raining, one day it's beautiful. Hopefully by April 13th, it's a little bit nicer. That's all I got to say.
I will also say that this podcast came up on my afternoon drive show on 92.3 The Fan because I was given endless amount of crap. Because I'm clearly broadcasting from a preteen's bedroom here,
that's another thing that gets a lot of comments. A lot of people jumping in, like, I love the dream catchers, Nick, and just random things about your.
I gotta say, my daughter has a really nice sensibility, and it totally fits her personality. She's been collecting dream catchers since she was like four, but it's funny. Like, I actively got shit on the show of like, whoa, why are you broadcasting in that room? And I'm like, I literally have no other studio space. Like, my wife, when she works downstairs, that's her office. She works from home, is always on the phone for one thing or another. So like, I can't broadcast from down there. Plus, she'd hate to listen to this for 45 minutes or more. So like it's this or you're going to see my bed. And I really think that's not what anybody needs to see. You're either seeing dream catchers or here's the thing. Just for Keith Britton, our assistant brand manager, if I have to broadcast from my bedroom anytime, I'm going to make sure that I purchase things that I don't currently have in my house, like handcuffs that hang down from the side of the bed. I'm gonna like do a quick flip around, and there's gonna be a sex swing in it.
I don't own any
of those things right now, but I'll tell you, you're gonna see some things just to appease the one guy who's got a problem with it, and then says, well, everybody judges everybody in their background.
It's gonna look like a scene from 50 Shades of Grey in the background, is what you're telling me. You're gonna have your own slave room.
Is this your game room? Like, what? You've got an Xbox in it, Dakota Johnson.
There's an X, so they're it's an Xbox, I guess.
No, I think the point was your character was dumb. And she didn't realize she just
walked in on
the
same. I wouldn't call it dumb, Nick. I would call it naive. She didn't know what she was getting into. Okay.
Yeah. Well, these chains is this where you do like Pokemon? Do you play Pokemon in here? No, 100%, friend. Like, a dude says, I've got a special room. You should run your ass out of that house.
Hey, like, it was
the best case scenario is he's a sexual sadist. That's the best case scenario. Like, the next one is he's Ted Bundy. That's the second best scenario in I have a special room and I'm dangerously good looking. Like, get the F out.
I know nothing about that movie, the book, anything other than the concept of what it's about. But I do know that it had multiple movies, so somehow the relationship must have worked out. I don't know. As dumb as she was like, I'll tough it out, I guess, for however long this trilogy is going to go on.
I probably should stop making comments now because I have 75 and none of them are pure and none of them are right. So we're going to put a pin in the 50 Shades of Grey comment for now. Maybe off air into it. And I'll get more into my commentary. But one of the big pieces of news, obviously, there are three more practices this week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday for the Buckeyes. One of the big news coming out of Michigan spring practices is that their star defensive back, Rod Moore, tore his ACL in spring practices. And then from the Ohio State side of things, before we get into spring for the spring game, one of the notes coming out is that maybe the tight ends look behind the rest of the position groups. So G. Scott is tight end one, and kind of his backups are not maybe playing the way, playing up to what people were hoping. I think G. Scott's a certified G. I think he's going to be just fine this year. But depth at that spot is a concern for me, because that's I just like, even last year it was Cade Stover and it was G. Scott. And I don't really ever seeing any sort of young tight ends that kind of pop there. So I think that's definitely worth noting. You've got enough wide receiver talent and running back talent to make up for it. But, man, we saw last year how Cade Stover really kind of gave them a different weapon when, you know, Marvin Harrison was getting double teamed there. So you'd love to see G. Scott at the very least be able to step up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yeah, I agree with you. That is probably one of the more concerning position groups right now. But I don't know. I mean, I guess the question kind of becomes, do they have the horses on the outside? Do they have enough wide receiver talent that kind of helps mask that? Like, if you have so many guys and so many weapons out there that you put somebody in the slot and that almost can maybe create for you with the tight end group, even without maybe having a dominant one like Cade Stover was. And yeah, I think there's some level of they'll miss Cade Stover this year, and that's just good. I mean, it's hard to replace a guy like that who was a physical presence, made some really, really special catches at times. And you're right, like last year, there were moments where when the Buckeyes needed to go away from Marvin Harrison and find something else in the passing game, he was kind of it. It was Stover, and it was Marvin Harrison Jr. And then when the run game sort of started getting going late in the season, it was obviously Travion Henderson. So he'll be missed. I would say it kind of falls in line, though, with what I think the biggest concern of this team is going into a year where they obviously have massively high expectations, is just the offensive line, plus now you kind of add the tight end who at times is serving as an extra offensive lineman for you. And I don't know that blocking is so much of an issue with that group. I think G. Scott has shown an ability to kind of do a little bit of both throughout his time at Ohio State already. But, I think it kind of goes in line with what I think is probably the biggest concern for this team, which is just the question marks of who's going to fit where, who's going to slot in as the starting offensive line, and then that starting tight end position, which is kind of an extension of the offensive line, what is that going to look like, and is that player going to be an additional weapon for, assuming Will Howard's quarterback, Will Howard?
I mean, given that Travion and Emeka Ebuka struggled with injuries last year, I mean, I think it's fair to say that the injuries are your biggest concern. I think the only reason outside of injuries that offense can fail is that offensive line. And we'll get more into this later in the show. You know, we have a piece of audio of Ryan Day talking about Seth McLaughlin earlier this week. It's so funny. They went all in on weapons, right? I mean, bringing back Emeka Ebuka, bringing back Travion, getting Quinshon Judkins, getting all this talent. Obviously, Jeremiah Smith from high school. And yet, Will Howard. And yet, you look at it, and it's like, you know, I'm just a firm believer. I don't know how you feel about this. I personally think, you know, and this is more of an NFL model. So this, you know, in terms of, you know, modifying it for college, there's some wiggle room here. If I'm building a winning team to win every single year, and I think this is what you saw in Michigan, I need dominance in the trenches. And I can make up for, you know, lackluster weapons, but maybe not all first round pick weapons if you have an elite offensive line, a defensive line. And listen, I think you've got a lot of talent coming back on the defensive line. Like, I actually think this defensive line, which is wild that we're saying this, could be better this year than last year. Because I think they might have a little more depth as well. And that's another big piece of building a great defensive line. But O-line is the real concern. And whether it's McLaughlin, whether it is, you know, Simmons, whether it's any of the guys that were here last year, I'm really surprised they didn't hit the portal harder. And I know they brought guys in. They did bring guys in for visits. I'm really surprised that they didn't go harder in the portal on offensive linemen. And it wouldn't surprise me once the portal opens it up again on April 15th, it would not surprise me to see them maybe take another run if there are impact offensive linemen. Just because, like, I have no idea how you swap out one guy on that offensive line and feel like all of a sudden it's going to be a drastically better situation.
You and I were riding hard for on the Caden Proctor thing for a while. Like, we would have loved if they would be able to kind of swing some money his way and bring him in. And I think you're right. I again, sort of following what I mentioned in my previous comment, like, if I understand, you're right. Like, injuries are always going to be your biggest concern. I think the hope with a guy like Travion, for example, who was injury prone last year and has been injury prone throughout his time at Ohio State, is you have Quinshon Judkins to sort of spell him a little bit. And yeah, you had Mayan Williams before that and whatever, but I think it's a little bit different when you have a guy that can be like a lead horse guy and another guy that can be a lead horse guy. So your hope is them sort of splitting carries prolongs their seasons, keeps them from getting too banged up, and that should help matters. But I definitely think if you're talking just straight up like position groups, where's their weakness on this team? We get so enamored by the wide receiver room and Brandon Innes and Jeremiah Smith and what type of impact he's going to have his freshman year and Travion Henderson and Judkins, and the quarterback room seems absolutely stacked. And then on the defensive side, you got, you know, Caleb Downs and your whole defensive line's back, but you forget. I think the defensive line is going to be well equipped this year to win that battle in the trenches, like you mentioned. When you got so many guys returning who are ready to make already tailor made impact players, whether it's Jack Sawyer or Ty Hamilton or Tyleek Williams or JT Tuimoloau, like did I get it right that time?
Tuimoloau.
That's what I said.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, whatever, Nick. I think that group is actually ready to win that battle in the trenches that has kind of been the problem for this team in recent years, especially in that matchup with Michigan. And I think it's the offensive line that you're looking at, like, okay, how is this group going to pan out, and are they going to be better with just a year extra of experience, and I guess one addition through the transfer portal in Seth McLaughlin. And I think that's good that they added him. But your problems, I think, were also more on the outside as well. So, I trust mostly Donovan Jackson. He's probably one of their better guys up front. I know he was the one that kind of gave up the hit on Kyle McCord in the Michigan game that forced the interception. But he was pretty steady throughout the year. But then around that, like, what does this group – how does this group kind of shake out? Like Josh Fryer on the other side – Luke Montgomery, the lead kind of guy at right tackle. There's certainly some questions, and I too wouldn't be surprised if when the portal opens back up, they're in defense of Ryan Day and kind of how they handle this. I do wonder if they almost wanted to see what spring ball looked like, what the spring game's going to look like with the guys that they've brought back before they just made a rash decision there. And now might be the opportunity to actually go do that and be like, okay, we don't like where we're at, or we do like where we're at. Let's go make an extra move and bring in an offensive line.
All right, guys, we're actually going to hear what Ryan Day had to say about the new starting center, Seth McLaughlin, at spring practice late last week. But first, a quick word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.